Okay, there is no parsha this week. It is Shavuos, so there's no parshas of Shavuot.
But we're going to be behind Israel.
We'll be behind Israel. Yes, that's correct.
That's weird.
There are 2 days of Yantif. So when Yantif falls on Shabbos,
when do we catch up to Israel?
It will be a few weeks when there's another double parsha that Israel will skip. Well, I mean, they'll do one together and we'll have two. Okay, so what I want to talk about is the Shavuos question. And that is a question that is not really dealt with so much in the Rishonim. There are some Rishonim, as we'll see, discuss this question. And we're going to try to show that there's a theme through all the answers to this question. But that is the question of, why doesn't the Torah tell us that Shavuos is the holiday of Zman Matan Torah Seinu? If you open up the Torah and you read from beginning to end, you only know one thing about Shavuos, and that is that it's a yantif. We don't do malacha. It has a special korban, which is the shtei halechem, these two special loaves of bread. And that's it. The Torah makes no mention at all that Shavuos is the holiday of Kabbalas HaTorah, which is strange because that's all we talk about on Shavuos, is that Shavuos is the day in which the Jewish people got the Torah. And clearly, that question deserves a good answer. Because how could the Torah not say that Shavuos is Zman Matan Torah Seinu? We only know that the 6th, or as we'll see, the 7th of Sivan, is the day of Kabbalas HaTorah by following the natural mathematical progression of the calendar in the Torah. And if you count 50 days from Lef Mitzrayim, it comes out that the same day the Torah says the day you bring Bikur in the Beis HaMikdash, which is the 6th of Sivan, also happens to be the day of Kabbalas HaTorah. But the Torah never explicitly puts two and two together. You understand the question? Mm-hmm. So let's jump in to try. Yeah.
Could it be that like it was so important of a date, like an anniversary type of thing, that like we would just expect, like the Torah expects you to know?
I would say maybe yes, but the Torah tells us every other holiday on its date. Meaning, we know that Yom Kippur is the day of Kapara. It says in the Torah, the tenth of Tishrei is the day of Kapara. And we know that, you know, Sukkot is Zeichel Anani HaKavod. The Torah is not shy about telling us what it is that the holidays are about. It's a weird thing because the Torah says everything else about the day. Bikurim, and it's a Yantif. But like to not say that it's also the day of Kabbalas HaTorah seems to be odd. So let's begin with the tshuva of the Rivash. The Rivash is one of the Rishonim, and he writes in Siman Tzadivav, and he explains as follows: Lo Sala Hakasov Chag Shavuos BeYom Matan Torah. The Torah never tells us that Shavuos is the day of Matan Torah. Ela BeYom Chamishim LoOmer, just says that it happens to be on the 50th day of the Omer. Ela shebizman hazeh diadinam bekviya diyarcha la'olam nisan malei ve'yar chaser, kalim chamishim yom b'yom vav b'sivan shnisa b'otara. We happen to know nowadays, based on the permanent mathematical calendar of Hillel that was set up, that Nisan is always 30 days, and Iyar is always 29 days, so it always comes out that the day of Kabbalas HaTorah, 50 days later, happens to be the 6th of Sivan. Now, L'das Rabbanan, according to the opinion of the Rabbanan in Gemara and Shabbos, L'za'anu maskirim betfila zman matan Torah Seinu. It makes sense that we say in our davening of Shavuos that this is zman matan Torah Seinu. V'teidu l'chashari misbar sham v'perakaniskar. It says there in that Gemara that, well, the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yossi, have an argument that B'yom Shabbos Nisa Torah, that the day of Shabbos the Torah was given, and that leads to an argument because Rabbi Yossi said the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan. And we're not going to discuss right now the 6th or the 7th, it's not our technical discussion right now. But he says that, you know, it's just funny that it doesn't say it. So he writes there, if you go down to the three dots, a few lines down, Mikol makom lamdeinu she'en hechrech liyos chamishim liyom la'omer shetala bo hakasu chag ha-shavuos, she'yom shenisa bo Torah, lo pachas liyoser. He says that the reason why is because, in reality, the day of the giving of the Torah could have been the 6th, the 7th of Sivan. According to the Rabbanan, it's one. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's the other day. And therefore, Ela Sha'atza Lefi Cheshbonu Shenisan Malei Va'iyar Chaser Yavokein La'olam Shechamishim Kalim B'Sivan. We only know that Shavuos is the sixth of Sivan because in our permanent calendars nowadays, where we don't rely on witnesses to come and to testify what the new month is, and therefore to know whether Rosh Chodesh is going to be on the 30th or the 20th or the first day, so we know exactly know it's on the sixth of Sivan. But says the Yivash, the technical answer is that Sfira, based on the counts of Sfira, the day that we celebrate Kabbalah Satorah is 50 days from when we left Mitzrayim. But that could depend on the old system. It could be the 6th or the 7th of Sivan. So the reason why the Torah never linked permanently the day of Shavuos, the day of Bikurim, with the day of Zman Matan Torosenu is because if you're based on a calendar where sometimes the months are 29 days and sometimes they're 30 days, well, it comes out that the 50th day of the Omer could be on the 6th or the 7th of Sivan, and that's why the Torah never gave it a permanent date. That is the technical answer of the Rivash. Does that make sense? Everyone understands this? Means it could fluctuate, and that's why the Torah never gave that particular number. The Magen Avraham says this as well, that the reason why Hashem did this is that future generations would know that there is holiness also to the 7th day of Sivan when we would have 2 days of Yontif. Okay, so that is approach number one. Similar to the Rivash is the Tzlach. The Tzlach is Rabbi Cheska Landau, the Rav of Prague in the 1700s. He was better known as the Nozbi Yehuda, and he wrote Chidushim on Shas called the Tzion Lenefesh Chaya in memory of his mother. We shorten it to Tzlach. So he writes in his comments on Maseches Pesachim that Kabbalah Satorah is not only the day of Shavuos, because we know that the 6 days leading up to Shavuos are significant. We know that on the first of Sivan they arrived in Midbar Sinai. We know that on the second day of Sivan it is Yom HaMiyuchas. It's the day in which Bnei Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma. And then there's the Shloshes Mehagbala, the days of preparation, not going towards the mountain, purifying themselves. So says the Tzlach, Kabbalah Satorah is not 1 day. It was a whole process over many days to receive the Torah. And therefore, he says, that's why we call this time period Zman Matan Torosenu, not Yom Matan Torosenu, but this is the time period. This Tekufa we are in are the days in which we are preparing and receiving the Torah. So again, this is within the opinion of the Rivash as well. There is a second approach, and that is brought by the Sforno. So the Sforno writes in Vayikra Chav Gimel, it is true that the 50th day of leaving Egypt is the day of Kabbalah HaTorah. That we were set aside. We were designated to be the servants of Hashem. That's what we call Shavuos Atzeres, because we were designated on that day. Amnam b'Torah lo hizkero so hayom b'zeh Hashem klal. But says the Sforno, it's funny. How come the Torah never says that the day of Shavuos is the day of Kabbalah Satorah? B'zem ipnei shekilkalu Yisrael as hamusag basirasam. The answer is because we ruined it. With what? The Chet HaEgel. B'yisnatzlu v'sa'idim mehar chorev. And we ruined it. And therefore, says the Sforno, the Torah never mentions to us the idea that this day of the 6th of Sivan, Shavuos, is the day of Kabbalah Satorah, because it turned out not to be such a great Kabbalah Satorah afterwards. The same idea is found in the Alshach as well, in this section of the Torah in Vayikra Chav Gimel. The Baal HaLeshem, the author of the Leshem Shavu Achlamar Val Yashav's grandfather, writes in his comments as well that are printed on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. But this is the reason why we don't celebrate, the Torah doesn't mention Shavuos the day of Kabbalah Satorah. Rav Menachem Kasher was a fascinating individual. Rav Menachem Kasher was a Ger Chassid who was an outstanding Talmid Chacham. He was actually for many years a Rav in Manhattan, and he published an incredible set of Sfarim called the Torah Shlema. It is a set which is about one or two parshios per volume, and he collects every single medrash or statement of Chazal connected to every pasuk in the Torah. Every single medrash, all in the order of the Pesukim of the Torah. So if you ever want to know, where's the medrash that talks about this, this, and this? It's an encyclopedia. He collects everything, and he has a commentary and notes. It's a massive work. He was a super genius. So Rav Menachem Kosher writes in his Sefer on Parshas Kisisa that when Moshe broke the Luchos, it was a revocation of Matan Torah. It was like a taking back of Shavuos. And therefore, when's the real Kabbalah Satorah? When was the whole thing settled, finally? Which happened when? Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day that we got the second Luchos. And therefore, says Rav Menachem Kosher, and this is an idea we're not going to develop right now, but early Yom Kippur is really the day of Kabbalah Satorah. Because that's when we got Shuvah and the Luchos came down, and we restarted again. He goes on to explain, well, if that's the case, then why do we keep on talking about Kabbalah Satorah in our davening on Shavuos, which would be the next obvious question, but we're not going to develop that approach right now. So that is approach number two. Again, the first one was a technical thing, because Shavuos is not really connected to a date on the calendar. It's connected to 50 days after leaving Mitzrayim. And the second answer from the Sforno, the Alshech, and others is that we ruined it. It's not essentially a day of Kabbalah Satorah in the eyes of Torah Shavuot Sav, because we ruined it with the Chet HaEgel. Let's go on now to the third answer. And for me, I think this is the most satisfying approach. I think it's the most meaningful approach. And we're going to see a number of different commentaries that hit on the same idea and the same experience. Let's see here in the Akedas Yitzchak. The Akedas Yitzchak is Rav Yitzchak Arama, who is one of the great thinkers of the Rishonim. He was kicked out of Spain during the Crusades. Amazing, amazing Yisodos and Hashkaf and Emunah. He writes in Parshas Emor in Shar Samech Zayin. Ha'echa, the reason number one. Ki ein shem mavo l'Torah l'tzavos al ze inyan kim acher kabalasa k'mo shekasvu ha'rishonim zal. He says, the Torah can't really command us to celebrate the thing which is the acceptance of itself. Meaning, it's a bit circular, that the Torah is going to tell us that you need to celebrate the day in which I am telling you to celebrate the day. It's like a funny thing for the Torah to say. For example, She'ein tam, ein shem tam, she'metzias Hashem mitzvah, l'fi she'ein mitzvah b'li, she'yakta mitzias mitzaveh. There's a discussion that we've shown him, is it a mitzvah to believe in Hashem? Is it a mitzvah to believe in Hashem? Well, maybe yes, maybe no. It's a funny thing to say that Hashem is going to command you have to believe in me. If I believe in you already, then you don't have to command me to believe in you. And if I don't believe in you, well then, how's it going to help if I command you? We understand the logic here, right? So the same thing here is said about Shavuos. The Torah is going to tell you, you need to have a holiday to celebrate the Kabbalah Satorah. Well, if I don't believe in Kabbalah Satorah, then I'm not going to celebrate. If I do believe in Kabbalah Satorah, then you're going to command me to celebrate the thing that I already know that I have to do to keep the Torah. So he says, and the Ramban and the Bahag write this as well, Eich titzava haTorah, shenachog yom Kabbalasa. How can the Torah commence to celebrate its own acceptance? Vaschalas mitziyusa, in the beginning of its reality, im anu chayavin l'shma b'kola, if I don't have to listen to it, if I don't actually believe it to be truthful. The mitzvos are commandments given to us because of something that happened. Right? So, the basis for something cannot be included in the system itself. If we're not coming to the Torah with the knowledge that the Hashem gave us the Torah, then we can't keep it. Meaning, Matan Torah precedes the Torah. Matan Torah, meaning the acceptance of keeping the Torah, something that predates the Torah itself. And therefore, that's why the Torah cannot say, celebrate this thing, which in the eyes of the Torah did not yet exist, because the Torah predates, the acceptance of the Torah predates the Torah itself.
It doesn't.
Why?
Because the Torah was already written before, and we were only just receiving it now.
Yeah.
Correct. The Torah is eternal, and it did exist before. But again, the argument of the Akedas Yitzchak is that it's a funny thing for the Torah to command us in the Torah itself to believe in the thing that they don't yet know about yet.
But I thought they already knew about Hashem. They already knew to believe in that.
But they didn't know that there was a Torah and there was laws until they got to Har Sinai.
There was nothing before, no Torah before?
Not really. There was a little bit of Shabbos. They were told a few days before, but not really the sense that we know. Let's go to the second one, Hasheni. Lefi shezichron haTorah veKabbalasa eino lizman, because the remembrance and the observance of the Torah is not bound lizman miyuchad, to a special time. Kishar inyanei ha-moadim, like other holidays and niskarim that are mentioned. Rak mitzvah sebechol yom, says the Kiddush Yitzchak. The Torah's mitzvah is every day. U'bechol eis, and at every time. U'bechol shah, and at every moment. Tichsiv lo yomosh sefer ha-Torah ezem ipicha, v'agisa bo yomam v'layla. You shall not leave the Torah. You must study it day and night. U'bechol yom v'yom anu mitzuvim shu chadashim v'chavivim be'inenu. Every day the Torah is supposed to be new and fresh in our eyes. Kiyom shinos nabo, as if it was given that day. Hayom ez Hashem lakecha mitzavcha, this day Hashem has commanded you. Kedi'isa b'medrash, as it says in Medrash Tanchuma. V'lezet savsa Torah b'yom ha-bikurim. And therefore the Torah commands us to have a day of bikurim. U'le'inyan matan Torah samcha al ha-pirsum, ha-nechtav mefurish b'parshas b'chodesh, sherhu pirsum nifla sheyavsha l'saleim, so says the Akedah Yitzchak. The reason why the Torah does not tell us that there's a day to celebrate the giving of the Torah is because Hashem does not want us to think that, oh, Shavuos is the day that the Torah is important, but the other 364 days of the year, not such a big deal. Because if the Torah would have designated a day, we would have thought that that's only special for Torah. But the rest of the days of the year, Torah is not as significant. Therefore, the Torah keeps quiet as a particular date about celebrating Kabbalas HaTorah. The same idea is repeated in the Aruch HaShulchan, in Siman Tav Sadi Dalad. The Shem Mishmuel says in the name of his great-great-grandfather, the Kutzker Rav, that Zman Matan Torah Seinu is always, and is always constant. And whenever a person opens a sefer, listens to a shir, or learns Torah on their own, that moment is a time of Kabbalas HaTorah. Right now we're sitting here on a Tuesday night. It's not Shavuos, but says the Kutzker Rav, says the Kiddush Yitzchak, this is a time of Kabbalas HaTorah. We are celebrating the Torah at this moment in time. Yeah.
Then you can also say Yom Kippur is a day that's about Kapara, so one would think that on Yom Kippur one can do forgiveness and repent.
Good. So Yom Kippur is a day that is holiest for tshuva and kapara. A person who does tshuva, there's a kedushas hayom of Yom Kippur that cleanses the person who goes through the day of Yom Kippur. However, your point is valid. The Maharsha, in the last daf of Maseches Megillah, wonders why every other holiday are we told that shloshim yom kodem l'chag, 30 days before every holiday you have to prepare. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Gemara says that there is no concept of 30 days before the holiday you have to prepare. And the Maharsha says just that. The Maharsha says, because if I would have told you you have to prepare 30 days for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you would think that tshuva is only done during that time. But in the middle of the summer, a person doesn't have to do tshuva. Of course you do tshuva all the time. It happens to Yom Kippur is a unique and special day that makes tshuva more accepted. Yeah.
Isn't it the same concept of Pesach? Like you're supposed to remember Pesach and Sarim every day?
Yeah.
Does Pesach is more?
Pesach, again, has a different aspect of Yom Kippur. The way we do it is different. Haggadah, give and take, question and answer. It's more experiential. It's a different type of Zeches Yom Kippur. So that is that approach as well. I saw in the writings of Rabbi Adin Steinsaltz, he says as well, a similar idea in the same vein, that the Torah is meant to be eternal. The Torah is without boundaries. It's above time and space. You know, he says, we don't know where Har Sinai is, right? How come we don't have, like, tours to Har Sinai? Why is the location of Har Sinai hidden and we're not exactly sure? The Christians think they know where it is. I think they put a church on top of what they think is Har Sinai. But we don't go looking for Har Sinai. Why? Because Torah is not bound to a place. It's not only for one location. Torah can be in Japan. Torah can be in New York. Torah can be in South America. Torah can be in Antarctica. Torah is universal, not bound by time, space, or anything else. Look at this Midrash, the Midrashei HaTorah by Rosh Shlomo Ashtrok, one of the Rishonim. He says, V'hashenis shetia chaviva alecha b'chol yom, kilo hayom nisim mechadesh le'osa yom shiavina. He says, what the Kedis Yitzchak says, that it should be new and exciting to every single day. That's why the Torah is not celebrated only on one day. Leval yachshov hachoshim sha'torah tzuliya b'zman. Don't think the Torah is only for certain times. V'zeh shekvar nivros alafim kodem shenivr olam. The Torah is eternal. The Torah was made before time was created. The Torah was made before the world existed. The Torah is for everywhere, every time, every single person who wants to access it. And that's why there's no specific date and time for Kabbalah HaTorah. Because a Jew needs to understand that Torah relates to them no matter where they are, what they're doing, or what is going on. Rav Hirsch says a similar idea. I didn't bring the whole essay here, but in Rav Hirsch's collected writings, he has two volumes in which he discusses the holidays. On the month of Sivan, in the first essay, so Rav Hirsch says that by design, there is no symbol or mitzvah to commemorate the giving of the Torah, right? There's no mitzvos of Shavuos, right? It's a yontif, which we do nothing. We daven and say hallel. Eating cheesecake and staying up all night are not mitzvos. They're nice things we do. But there's no symbol of Kabbalah HaTorah. Why? Because the Torah is so unique that it cannot be compared or put into any symbol or form. It can't be limited with physical representations in this world. There's simply no parallel to the Torah, says Rav Hirsch. And the Torah is divine in origin, and therefore it's beyond any categorization. The Torah cannot be put into a box. The Torah is not just a religion. Rav Hirsch says religion is man-made. People think this is how I want to serve this being or this deity that they believe in. And it revolves around them, or it changes around them. But the Torah is our center. We revolve around the Torah, says Rav Hirsch. The Torah stays constant. We don't put it into a box or a date or a time as well. Look at the Maharal. See the Maharal in front of you? Everyone has that? The last piece? The Maharal and the Tiferes Yisrael in Perach of Zion. He explains similar to this as well. He says, "Amna mashe shalim b'nei adam ki im chag haShavuos hu b'shvil shenasan lanu Torah. If Shavuos is for Kabbalas haTorah, lama kasev v'yom haBikurim kravchem mincha v'lo kasev v'yom matan Torah? Why is the Torah only talk about Bikurim and not matan Torah?" So he says, "Kamo shana omrim zman matan Torah seinu, but we say in the davening is the time of our Kabbalas haTorah. Ein ze sheila klal. It's not a question," says the Maharal. "Ki Hashem yisparach nasan lamo adim zman asher heim simchas Yisrael." He says, because the purpose of Jewish holidays are times for the Jewish people to rejoice, asher zochu el hatov, for some sort of good that they received. Kmo she'amar b'chag ha-matzos. What's the celebration of Pesach? Shmo yatzu Yisrael mi beis avadim. We celebrate our physical freedom. B'sukkos, what's sukkos about? Ki b'sukkos hoshavti yaschem. Because we sat in sukkos and Hashem protected us physically in the desert. Uva yom ha-kippurim, what's Yom Kippur? Ki b'yom ezeh yichaper alechem. Hashem grants us kapara. Uvechag ha-shavuos, ha-torah shenasu bo, nasna Hashem yisparach. On Shavuos, Hashem gave us the Torah. Vila ol al Yisrael. But the Torah is a burden upon the Jewish people. There are demands. There are things we have to do we might not want to do. Very umos ha-olam lo hayu rotzim lekabel Torah. Just look at the nations of the world. They did not want the Torah. V'af ki anu omrim zman matan toraseinu. And it's true, we say this is the time of the giving of the Torah. Haynu mishum shekabalnu ha-Torah ma'atzmenu. We accepted the Torah, v'amarnu naseh v'nishma, and we said we will do and we will listen. Aval mikol makom, says the Maharal, nevertheless, Hashem yisparach hanosin Torah hayakofa har aleyam. But we know what happened on Shavuos. Kafa aleyam har kigigas. Hashem had to hold the mountain over us in order to force us to take the Torah. Baal korcham, against our will. There is a burden. A Jew has to understand the Torah demands of us things that we might not be interested in doing. How can the Torah say you have to celebrate the giving of the Torah? That Hashem gave us by force, says the Maharal. The Torah, says the Maharal, is something that speaks to our neshama. Our outermost shell is our physical self. The way we interact with the world is with physicality. We also have an inner self as well. And different people focus on different aspects. Some people are more spiritual, some people are more physical. For a physical human being, the Torah carries a burden. It means not going into work if you have to be at work during the week. It means, you know, spending a lot of food for yontif, money for yontif. There are burdens that come with the Torah. The Torah is a restraint, and it forces us to do things or to be things that we don't want to do. Now, we believe that we have a neshama that resonates with the Torah. We know that keeping the Torah is good for our neshama. And over time, the Torah becomes more and more pleasurable as we become more in touch with our neshama. When Hashem commands us in the Torah to celebrate things, they are always for things that are physical in nature. All of the holidays celebrate things that are physical in nature. The Olam HaMitzvos, though, the world of mitzvos and Torah, is how we interact in the world in a physical way. And therefore, Zman Matan Torah Seinu is Ruchnius. And therefore, there's no formal yontif for Zman Matan Torah Seinu, because Yomim Tovim are for physical things, not for spiritual things. That's what the Maharal says. And the Torah is above us. Torah Shebichsav, says Rav Hirsch, never mentions Matan Torah and its connection to Shavuos, but it is found in Torah Shebaal Peh. So Rav Hirsch develops this further and says that the holiday celebrating the giving of the Torah inherently contains the necessity of Torah Shebaal Peh, meaning the whole holiday of Kabbalas Torah, I can't just rely on Torah Shebichsav. What do I need? I need Torah Shebaal Peh to tell me when that date is going to be. The purposeful absence of mentioning Shavuos as Zman Matan Torah Seinu is a deliberate and a very subtle demand that we rely and connect to Torah Shebaal Peh. That is something above us and something beyond us. Rav Hirsch also suggests that the Torah only gives one day for Shavuos. It's not overly mentioned in order to show the Torah is something that we celebrate and connect to every day of the year, like Ritzak HaRama, right, like he wrote in the Akedas Yitzhak. So what's the point over here? All of these reasons, whether it is the Akedas Yitzchak, or whether it's Rav Hirsch, or whether it is the Kutzker Rav, or whether it's the Maharal, they all speak to the following Yisod. And that Yisod is that the Torah is beyond us. It is something that is elevated above us. The Torah is not something that we necessarily understand on the first try. It's not something that has to fit to our conception of the way the world is supposed to be. Rav Hirsch has a place where he explains this, a different famous Gemara. The Gemara says that we are asked after 120 years by the Beis Neshamala, Kavat Itim the Torah. Did you set time for learning Torah? So Rav Hirsch has a twist on that question and says, Kavat Itim the Torah. Did you bend the times to the Torah? Or did you bend the Torah to the times that you live in? And that's a very important question. Do we take what we see on social media? Do we take what we see in the news? Do we take what we see that to be politically correct and the way things should be in the street? And do we take the Torah and twist it into a pretzel to make it fit with the way that the secular world thinks what is moral, what is valuable, and what is important? And we are going to be asked, after 120 years, did you bend the Torah to fit into what you as a physical human being think things should be? Or kavat itim the Torah? Did you bend the world around you to fit into the eternal values of the Torah? The Torah is eternal. It is not put in time on a specific date on the calendar. It is not kept in a specific place by Har Sinai. The Torah is something that is above us. And that's what Hashem wants us to do. Hashem wants us to reach above. Hashem wants us to try to pull ourselves up, not take the Torah and lower it to what's going on in the streets. The Torah wants us to pick ourselves up and to reach higher towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But that only comes if a person understands that Torah is above them. Okay, I don't understand a particular mitzvah. I don't understand a particular rabbinic law. It doesn't resonate with me. It doesn't connect with me. Okay, but so we don't do it? No. We have to have a sense of humility to know that Torah is above us. Torah is beyond us. We try to meet Hashem up there. We don't take the Torah and bring it down to the gutter with us down here. And that's all connected to this idea that it's relevant at all times, it's relevant in all places, and it cannot be put into a box in how we relate to the Torah. And that, I think, is the central answer for why Shavuos in the Torah is not connected to the time and space of Kabbalas HaTorah, because it's beyond all that. It can't be put into a box, it can't be controlled in any way, and that perhaps is the lesson of the lack of mention of Shavuos and Kabbalas HaTorah.